This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Let me just take this time out to just give greetings to each and every one of you in the house today and those of you that are listening by way of the airwave today. I just want to say happy Sabbath. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Let the church shout amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, be happy today. Come on and call up a friend and say, be happy today. Come on, say, if you want to be sad, do it tomorrow. But today is the Lord's day. Let us rejoice. Somebody shout the word, rejoice. I want to bring you a quick word. And the word is wrapped up in three words. Keep the covenant. Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, keep the covenant. Come and turn to another neighbor and say, neighbor, the God that we serve is a covenant God. And turn to another neighbor and say, neighbor, if you will serve this God, you must come into a covenant with him. I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to ask you to keep your eyes on the screen today as we turn to Leviticus 26. And I'm going to begin to read from the verse 3. There is something that I love about God. When he comes into a covenant with man, he will say, I will do this and I will do that if. Now there goes that stipulation. If. Verse 3. Of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. If ye walk in my statute, there goes that stipulation. If you walk in my statute and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season. And the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield her fruits. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. Now when you hear about threshing, you have to think about harvest. When harvest time comes, it's the most enriching time for the farmers. Because it's a time of ingathering. It's a time of great joy. Because now the farmer has come to a place where his seed has come to fruition. And he can now enjoy the work of his hard labor. God is coming into a covenant with his people to say, if you keep my commandments and if you keep my statutes, I am going to cause your harvest to come to fruition, and I'm going to allow you to eat bread. Huh? Somebody shout, not just eat bread, but I'm going to allow you to eat bread to the full. Somebody shout, to the full. And your land will be safe. Go on. Verse 7. And he shall chase your enemies you by the sword. Oh, Lord God, am I talking to anyone? I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to those of you that are listening. And I'm speaking to America. If we keep the covenant of God, the enemies. I said the enemies cannot win. God would allow me to understand something, that the reason why our country is in the status that it is in is because we've wandered away from the covenant of God. And so we are under the sword of the enemy. Not your neighbor, and said it ought not to be so. And we are eating, but we are not eating bread to the full. Why are we not eating bread to the full? Because it doesn't make sense. Because you eat this and you hear, if you eat that, you're going to get diabetes. And if you eat that, you're going to have hypertension. And if you do that, and if you do that, and it get to a place that we don't even know what to eat. Not your neighbor, call a friend and said, keep the covenant. Verse 8. And five of you. Lord God, Mr. President of the United States of America, you don't need so many men and women in the army. I've got a word for you. I know how to win the battle. Oh, Lord, I can show you how to win the battle against ISIS. I can show you how to win the battle against terror. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, God. Well, I wish somebody would just shout, if my people that are called by my name, if they would humble. I'm talking about covenant keeping. I'm talking about people that fear God. I'm talking about people that want to keep the commandments of God. If you do that, the enemy cannot overthrow you. Listen to verse 8. And if you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Listen, and five of you, five soldiers. Come on, I'm doing the math. Five soldiers will fight 100 and defeat them. Now, this is when God is with you. Now tell somebody, this is when you're coming to covenant with God. Listen. And 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. No, not your neighbor. He said, if 100 come against me, I only need five. Do you know five covenant keepers? Listen, 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 listen. Listen. I know someone that came to me and said, pray for me. I need a miracle from God. The miracle that the persons need is a miracle that is impossible with man. Somebody shout, but God. And even though I know that the miracle is impossible to happen with man, can I tell you that I touch and agree with these people because I believe God. And I want God to do it, because when God do And I laid up in my bed last night and I said, God, do you remember that request? And if God so desire to honor that, I won't be shocked. Because I heard a testimony early on today. And the person said, it is easier for God to heal a brain tumor than for God to make you a brand new head. Is there anything that God can't do? No, not your neighbor and said, I was created by a tailor God. A tailored God. He put everything in its right place. And every stitch is in its right place. Every stitch is in alignment. Is there anything that this tailor can't amend? Is there anything the tailor can't mend? Listen what happened when you come into covenant with God. Verse 9 says, for I will have respect unto you. And make you fruitful. And multiply you. And establish you. My covenant with you. Now I want you to nudge your neighbor and tell your neighbor, behave yourself. Oh. Look at another neighbor and said, behave yourself because God is in a covenant with you and you have to first respect yourself before. You see, when that person would just tick you off, just got to tell yourself, you know, I would tell you a piece of my mind, but I have too much respect for myself. Come on now. And when I respect myself, hello, and I know that I am a covenant keeper, God is going to respect me. Can you imagine God respecting you? And some of us saying, Lord, I don't even feel worthy. And he's saying, you're worthy, girl. You're in covenant with me. Oh, somebody bless God. You're walking down the street and God said, I respect. My son was driving the other day and he got off the 95. Traffic came to a crawl. However, he said when he stepped on the brakes, there was just no brakes. He tried to escape hitting someone in the back. He couldn't avoid it. So the cop came and the cop said, I saw where you were trying to escape the accident. What happened? He said, I don't know. The brake just went out. The cop said, heard that story before. The cop said, okay, put the vehicle in drive and let it roll. The vehicle rolled. He said, now step on the brake. Step on the brake and the vehicle stood up. He said, just as I thought. So in other words, the cop is saying, I don't believe you. You're lying. So he wrote on the ticket, reckless driving. So I don't know about you, but I make sure that I cover my back all the time. So I said, okay, give the ticket to your dad so he can send it off to the lawyers. They'll take care of it. When my husband contacted the lawyer, they said, we have to have proof. Because now your son is no longer a teenager, so I don't know if he's covered under your plan. But if he can prove that he's in school full time, then we'll take care of it. But the boy determined that he's growing up and he wants to handle his own business. I said, mighty God of Daniel. No, that's uncommon favor right there. You know? I said, what? He said, yes, mommy, stop stressing. I'm going to take care of this. Right. I'm like, okay. With your big bad self, okay. I said, don't you dare forget the court date. And don't come hit me up for any money. Because you got this. Right. Said, I got this. Right. And I'm must say I'm very proud of him. He went to the court. He made his own appointment. Yesterday was his court, and he got dressed. And he went there, and he spoke to another cop friend of his, and the cop says, "Man, when you get there, just say XYZ. He said, "Mommy, when I stood before the judge, I didn't remember any of the things I was told." He said, "I got there and I stood before the judge, and the judge says, 'What is it you want?' He said, 'I don't want any points on my license. I just want this thing gone.'" He said the judge looked down at the ticket, and the judge said, "Reckless driving." He said the judge hissed his teeth and said, "You look like a decent young man to me. What's this? Go pay the court fee and have a wonderful day." When God respects you, and when the enemy comes up with an accusation against you, God is going to look at that situation, and God is going to say, "What's this? If a judge that don't know you can take one look at you and respect you, what about the God that says that I will respect you?" But you've got to keep covenant with me. And I love God, because God is showing us how to get close to him. God is showing us how to defeat the enemy. God is showing us how to be wealthy. God is showing us how to get houses that we didn't work for and cities that we never built. But we are so silly. We're so silly. Nudge your neighbor and say, "It's about time you grow up." And said, "I got this." Said, "I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to come into covenant with God." I dare you, come into covenant with God and tell me that you don't win the battle. I dare you, come into covenant with God and tell me that the enemy is whipping your behind. I dare you, come into covenant with God, and you're not eating bread to the full. I love this. "And he shall eat all store and bring forth the old because of the new." Somebody shout, "Break that down." Come on, somebody said, break that down. If you have only but one refrigerator, it should be overflowing. What am I saying? Because when you are a covenant keeper, God is going to bless you so much that you don't even have time to eat the new food. You have to be eating the old food. Because you see, you don't want the old food to go bad. And you're so busy stacking. You see, hold your shop. You see, when I don't go to the supermarket very often, because the Lord blessed me with a great chef as a husband. But one thing I do know is that when you go to the supermarket and you are going to buy your fruits, I do know, or your vegetables, I do know that you're supposed to reach to the very back, because that's where the real stuff is. I'm not going to get any more support from the supermarket, because I just tell the secret. You reach to the back. That's where the new stuff are. Because the old stuff has got to go before it is expired. I I wish somebody would praise God. Why am I speaking like this today? I'm speaking like this today because we are still in the season. You don't understand. We are still in the season of conquest. We are still in the season of recovering. We are still in the season of conquering. Oh God, who am I talking to? We are still in the season of much. We are in the season of miracles. We are in the season where you buy milk without money. And oh Lord. Somebody shout, nudge your neighbor, say, you're still in the season. Wake up. Listen to this. Verse 11 said, and I will set my tabernacle among you, and your soul shall not abhor you. My soul shall not abhor you. In other words, my soul will not hate you. What God is saying here, God is saying that when you become a covenant keeper with me, I am going to come and live with you. Tabernacle with you simply means dwell with you. Hello? And I am not going to hate you. Not your neighbor and said, God can hate you. He said so. He said, I will come and I will dwell with you, and my soul shall not hate you. And I will walk among you, and I will be your God. And all you got to do, submit yourself to me. Be my people. Come into covenant with me, and I'm going to do all this for you. I am the Lord your God. I remember how I took you out of the land of Egypt. I remember how I pull you away so you don't be servants to anyone. Aren't you sick and tired of being oppressed? Aren't you sick and tired of being depressed? Not your neighbor and say, God has called me. Not for anyone to walk upon me. Come on now. Come on, tell somebody, God has blessed me. And I have broken the bonds of your yoke and made you to go upright. Now, nudge your neighbor and said, upright. Come on, said, hold your head up. Because the storm shall not defeat you. Come on, I'm serious. Pass this on. Call someone and tell them to hold their head up. And walk upright. Did you know that when you walk with your head hang down, people take advantage of you? Did you know that people abuse people that walk around with no confidence? Did you know that? Young people, where are you? How you doing? I'm fine. Where are you going? I don't know. You are already expressed to an abuser that you are a prey. Come on and shout amen. Amen. Come on and shout amen. Amen. The abuser is afraid of those that walk with their shoulders up and their head up. Because it simply means that I have confidence and I know what I'm about. And I am not afraid. Somebody shout, I'm strong. And I stand tall. Because I know who my God is. But, here's a conjunction. But if he will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if he shall despise my statutes, because some of us don't like the statutes of God. I must admit that some of them seems like bitter herbs. But we must love them because it is good for us. Huh? Herbs are bitter, but it is good for you. Oh, Lord, I am one of them. I quickly confess I can't handle anything bitter. But I know it's good for me. God, help me. Don't despise the covenant of God. Listen. Or if your soul abhor my judgment, simply means if you hate my judgment. Not your neighbor and said you better love God's judgment. So that he shall not do all my commandments. Somebody underline the word all. Come on, not your neighbor and said some won't do. It takes all or nothing. All or nothing. But that ye break my covenant. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. America! People under the hearing of my voice. When terror is in the land, it's because we have broken the covenant that we have made with our God.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Blessed. Tune in next week at the same time for part two of this message.
Join God in the Raw Ministries for the Seller of Purple Women's Conference. This will be held on June the 16th through the 18th, 2016 at the Palm Beach County Convention Center, located at 650 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. If you are looking for directions and a prophetic word to change the course of your life, this is an event you don't want to miss. For more information, call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That's 1-888-914-6346. Again, that's 1-888-914-6346. You can also visit our website at www.godintheraw.org. Hope to see you there. Be blessed.
Sung the songs of victory. We have prayed to you for rain. We have cried for your compassion to renew the land again. Now we're standing in your presence, more hungry than before. Now we're on your steps of mercy, and we're knocking at your door. How long before you drench the barren land? How long before we see your righteous hand? How long before your name is lifted high? How long before the